Good morning.
早上好。
I was asked a few months ago to speak.
几个月之前呢，我被邀请到这里讲道。
And if you've been here for a long time, I haven't done this in a long time. It's probably been, oh, maybe 5 years.
我虽然在这里很长的时间了，但是这是第一次跟中文堂的有机会这样分享。
But I, when I was asked to speak, I was thinking about our theme, Family Matters.
当那个时候被邀请到的时候，我在想呢，当时我们的主题就是家和万事兴。
And as I've gotten to know the Chinese church better, and as I look around to other small ethnic churches, I began to discover this.
当我跟这个中文的会众接触越来越多的时候呢，我就开始意识到这个问题。
You know, a lot of ethnic churches, the people that are in it, a lot of them are Christians for the first time. They're the first Christians in their family.
当我所接触到这些就是像华人教会以及这些其他的民族少数民族的教会的时候呢，我意识到一个问题，就是在这教会里面，绝大部分人都是家庭里面第一代的基督徒。
So when it comes to being Christian parents, they have not had the experience of living in a Christian home.
所以当我们讲到在一个基督教教育里面，家庭里面基督教教育的时候，他们根本上都没有这样的机会去了解。
So what does it mean to be a Christian parent?
所以在这个就是说怎么样做一个基督徒的父母这个究竟意味着什么呢？
Does it look any different than what other families do around other families do?
基督徒的家庭里面跟一般的家庭里面有什么不同吗？
I mean, I think we all desire the same thing, right? You know, we want our children to be good, to be behave, to be good citizens when they leave our house.
有很多事情其实是共同的，比如说我们希望自己的孩子长大，他们好，然后表现好，学习好，也成为一个好的公民。
So is there anything different than the rest of the world that we Christian parents should be doing?
但除了这些共同点以外，有没有什么不同呢？我们做基督徒的父母跟一般的家庭有没有什么不同呢？
So this morning I want to hopefully give you a glimpse of my growing up in a Christian home, and hopefully maybe you will see a difference from your family and see and help you in your Christian family.
所以今天早上呢，可以从我的家庭我的经历当中给大家看一看另外一个角度，使大家能够管中窥豹似的看到一个就是作为基督徒的父母家庭应该是怎么样的样子。
So those of you who are parents, just like, okay, yes, I hope I hear something good today.
有些在座的可能已经是做父母的，可能会很兴奋说，哦，今天我会听到一些有价值的事情。
There are some of you who say, my children are already gone. I'm done. My job is done. I don't need to listen to this.
有些人说，我的孩子已经长得很大了，我不需要通过基督教的这个角度去教养我的孩子，他们已经很大了，我今天不需要听这个信息。
Well, I hope that you can take this and pass it on to your children, to your grandchildren, to encourage them.
但如果你是这样的人，我希望今天这个信息帮助你，说不定你可以帮助你的孩子，帮助你的孩子去教育你的孙辈。
And some of you say, "Well, I don't have any grandkids. I don't need to listen to this."
有些人说，哦，我也没有孙子。
Well, you know, look around. Well, their children are gone already, but there were a lot of children here, and there are a lot of parents here.
当你四周去看的时候，你会发现，哎，其实有很多的孩子在我们当中，也有很多作为父母的在我们当中。
And we are a community.
而且我们是一个团体。
And so we need to encourage each other.
所以我们在这个团体里面应该彼此的鼓励。
And then there are some of you who are single. But you hope you're not going to be single for life, and some of you want to be single for life.
有些人可能现在还是单身，有些你希望不会永远都单身，但是有些人可能你希望一生都是单身。
But if you look in the bulletin, I have the seven things I want that my parents taught me. Well, these are things that you can develop in your life right now.
但如果你看看单张上面所说的说我父母致力于教我的几件事情的话，你看一看，说不定对你一生也是有益的。
Because either you can encourage other families, or else when you are ready to have a family, if you have built these things into your life, it will be a lot easier to pass them on to the next generation.
或者你可以去帮助那些已经有家庭的，或者是为你以后成为家庭做很好的预备。
So I have seven things. I hope we can get through all of them.But before we do that, I want to look at a passage.
所以我们今天呢就会看到我父母子女教我的七件事情啊，希望呢今天我们把这七件事情都可以看完。那我们在这个之前呢，我们先看一下今天的经文。
But let us pray first before we begin.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this opportunity for us to be here this morning to listen to your word.
天父，我们感谢你，今天我们有机会在你的殿当中来聆听你的话。
And Lord, may my words be ones that are in line with you.
愿你让我今天所讲的话能够与你的真理相匹配。
And Lord, the words that are in line with you, let it be heard, listened to. And the words that are not of you, let it be forgotten.
希望就是你的话语运行在我们当中，我们也铭记在心。
In your son's name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
All right, so Proverbs 22:6 is a verse that's often referred to when it comes to child rearing.
当大家想到教养孩童的时候，我们常常看到这样一节经文，就是在箴言第22章的第六节，教养孩童使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
So, all right, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. I refer to other English translations, KJV, RSV, NASB. They all use the same word, train up a child in the way he should go.
当我看到很多其他的版本的时候，就是 NIV 和 KJV 还有一些那个 Revised 那些版本的时候，看到他们的翻译都有一个共同点，他们就翻译叫教养。
But this has been a problematic verse for a lot of Christian families.
但是当这样翻译的时候，有很多就是大家理解这个圣经的时候，对一些基督徒的家庭会造成一些的混淆。
Because there are some families who say, I raised my children in the Christian way. I brought them to church, but then when they left my house, they quit going to church. What did I do wrong?
当有些家庭就开始问自己，就是说，我是使他们走当行的道，我带他们去教会，我也尽忠的去教养他们。可是当他们长大的时候，他们却离开了。我回想一下，我究竟哪里做错了吗
？So you know, people take this as a, you know, this sounds like a promise. If I raise my kids in church, then they will be good. They will follow the Lord continually.
当我们思考这个话的时候，大部分人把它看成好像是一个神的应许。当我好像好好的教养孩童，使他走当行的道，把他带到教会，带到神的面前，他就应该保持在神的真理当中，不要偏离。
And this question has troubled me because I have my own three little girls, and I hope that when they do leave the house, that they will continue to follow the Lord.
这个也曾经给我带来一些的障碍，因为我自己家里面也有三个孩子，我也希望我们按照神的真理去教养他们，我们希望他们长大了之后，他也不要偏离神的真理。
And it should trouble you too.
但是而且不光是对我造成困扰，也可能对你也有些的困扰。
My class, that class of 82, that tells you how old I am.
班级1982年，所以你可以推算一下我有多大。
We had, this is my class, you know, when we go to the graduations, here in South Carolina, the classes are like 700, 300, whatever. My class was 36.
所以我的班级不像那么大，不像你们动不动就700人或者300人了，我的班级里面只有36个人。
But in my class, since I went to a Christian school, most of the kids their parents were missionaries in Taiwan.
因为我去的是一个基督教的学校，所以我的同学当中绝大部分呢，他们的都是来自于基督教的家庭，甚至有好多是父母是在台湾的宣教士。
So I counted, I think, 24 of my classmates were missionary kids.
我数了一下，我班上有24个都是宣教士的孩子。
But when I look at the picture now, I would say about 5 or 6 of them are not following the Lord anymore.
当我在看这里的时候，我就发现差不多有5-6个人，现在已经。
So even in this picture, you know, with parents that were dedicated to serving the Lord, going overseas, they had some kids that didn't decide not to follow the Lord. So this was troubling.
So you 看看，即便是那些他们的父母啊，非常的致力于服侍神，甚至在做宣教士的，可是他们的孩子当中还有一些不行在神的道当中的，所以这个是给我们造成很大的一些困惑。
You guys spot me yet?
所以大家又跟我理解我的意思吗
See, right there? All right. So, you know, I had asked my dad about this question. I said, well, isn't the... Can you advance? Okay, thank you.
所以我就问我父亲，我问我父亲这个问题。
So yeah, isn't this a promise in the Bible?
这个究竟是不是圣经里面的应许呢？
And obviously no, because just looking at my class, that's not what happened.
从我们的实际生活来看的话，这个答案是否定的。刚刚看我的班级，我就知道，并不是这样。
So how should we look at this passage? Let's begin. So this part is going to be a little bit more academic, and then I'll get to the practical.
那我们既然不是应许的话，那究竟是什么呢？我们需要看一看这个经文，这一下部分呢可能会有一些学术，等一下我们就会有一些实际的应用。
So the Hebrew word for train is chanak, and it occurs 5 times in the Old Testament.
这个教养，这个词呢，在希伯来的原文当中它是 chanak, 在这个旧约当中出现过5次。
So 4 times it means to dedicate.
其中有四次呢，它翻译成奉献的意思。
So I'll give you a couple examples. Deuteronomy 20 verse 5. I'm not going to read it, but it's talking about God's way, God's instructions to set up the army.
其中有两个例子，一个是《生命记》的第20章的第5节那里面讲到就是在打仗的时候需要建有房屋需要去奉献的，就应该去奉献。
It's an interesting concept because the God's instruction was that if there is a man who is building a house and he has not finished yet, or the word they use, he has not dedicated it yet, then he can go home and finish his house and dedicate it. Otherwise, if he dies and then somebody else is going to do it for him.
这个是非常有趣的一个话题这里面讲到就是说对百姓当中如果有谁建造房屋尚未奉献的他可以回家去恐怕他打仗的时候阵亡别人去奉献
This is the same passage that talks about if a man just got married he can also go home and have and be home with his wife for a year before coming back to the army
在同一段的经文这个上下文当中也讲到就是说刚刚结婚的那些他们在那一年当中也可以不用去打仗等到这个享受他新婚然后再思考这个打仗的事情。
And why is that? Because, you know, he has unfinished business at home. If he's in the army, he's going to be thinking, oh, my home, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, or my wife, she needs me to take care of her, you know, I need to establish home. So this allows...somebody in the military to go back and not be distracted, but go home and take care of business.
这个背后的概念是说，当你在打仗的时候，如果家里面还有一些没有做完的事情，比如说房屋还没有奉献，或者是妻子才刚刚结婚，你就会很多的担心。但这里面的概念就是说，让你把这些事情办完了，然后再来打仗，你可以专心在军队里面。
So Deuteronomy 20 verse 5 is about a man going home, finishing his house, being able to dedicate his house. Maybe it is.Putting the last nail in the, or putting the door frame up to complete the house and then have a party, invite his friends and just celebrate having his house.
所以生命记第二十章第五节的大体的意思是这样，就是说如果你有房子还没有完成的话，也许你最后插一块钉子钉下去，或者是你的门楣要竖起来，或者是邀请你的朋友一起来庆祝搬家了，乔迁了，或者是这些事情你办完了，专心再去打仗。
And the first Kings,Verse 8:63 is just about Solomon dedicating the temple to the Lord, so setting it apart.
另外一个例子是在列王记上第八章，这里面讲到所罗门王建了圣殿之后，他要把圣殿奉献给主。
So the 4 times is the word dedicated is used. So the 5th time is what we have in Proverbs 22:6, to train.
所以在这里出现了5次当中有4次翻译成奉献的意思。第5次呢就是我们在这箴言里面看到的翻译成教养。
So I was thinking, you know, training, maybe a better translation is a more recent NIV translation, which...See, I grew up with the old NIV, and it said, train your child. Well, the new one says, start your children off.
所以翻译成教养。 这个可能是比较稍新一点的翻译，但之前呢我所看到的另外一个的解释好像就是说可以让他们有一个好的开头。
And I think it's closer to what the meaning, I think it's closer to what the meaning should be.
而且让他们有一个好的开头也许比教养这个词呢要更加接近于原文的意思。
It's to set them up to another version said the message rather to point your children in the right direction.
是给他一个好的开端，指向一个正确的方向。
But another food for thought is that what Dr. Douglas Stewart at the Gordon Conwell, he's a professor of Old Testament, he had another view on it, a twist in the translation.
我所看到的另外一个翻译是来自于这个Douglas Stewart 博士，他是在 Gordon Conwell 这个神学院里面的一个教授。
And actually, he doesn't have any problem with the word train. He says train, the word train is fine.
他是讲就是说你翻译成教养是没有什么问题的，教养这个词是可以的。
But he says this is not about, this verse is really not about training to, instruction to train children.
但这个教养呢不一定是在教养这个孩子给他一些的技能这样的教养。
So he starts out with the word na'ar, which is translated for child here in this verse.
他就从这个孩童这个词开始来看这一节的经文。
But he said it doesn't mean child. It actually means a young man of marriageable age.
他说这个词不一定是孩童的意思，而且是一个适婚年龄的，是应该是一个适婚年龄的这样一个孩子。
So how old is that?
那应该是多大呢？
The Talmud, which is the Jewish instructional book on the tradition and culture, says.That the proper age for marriage for Jewish boys is 16 to 14.
在犹太的传统当中，就适婚年龄是16到24岁，对犹太人的男人。
Now you 16-year-olds don't think about it yet. But so what he's saying is that this verse is not about children, but it's about young people, it's about teenagers.
所以这节经文不一定是指小小孩。有可能是指青少年和年轻人。
And then he goes a little further. He says the KJV is actually a mistranslation from another translation, the Latin Vulgate, which is the Latin translation of the Bible.
他说，他继续讲，他说这个 KJV 呢，有可能是一个有偏差的翻译，是从一个就是拉丁文的。就是圣经已经被翻译成拉丁文，然后从那个拉丁文里面过来翻译成 KJV 的英文的，这当中可能会出现一些偏差。
Because the original Hebrew text does not support the word should. Start your children off in the way they should go. He said the Hebrew text doesn't support that.
因为在这个希伯来文的原文当中并没有应该这个词的意思在里面。
So how do we get here? How do we get to this point where that word is there?
那我们怎么知道这个应该这个词在这个经文里面呢
？Well, the Latin Vulgate, the translation goes like this: A young man, according to his way, even when he is old, will not depart from it.
这个拉丁文呢，大概意思就是说，这个年轻人如果在这个正道当中，就是他变老了，他也不会离开。
So it's pretty neutral. There's no instruction or anything like that. It's just okay. It's a statement.
所以这只是一个陈述，是一个很中性的陈述。这里面没有讲到说一定要把他教养成什么样子，或者教训他有什么样的技能。
So the KJV translators were okay. So what do we do with this? I mean, it's a proverb, so shouldn't it be kind of more instructional. So they to clarify the verse, they added the word should.
所以这个 KJV 的翻译者们呢就想，不能够这么中性呢、啊。既然这是真言，这是神的教导，我们应该放一些教导性的东西进去。所以他们就加了说，他应当行的道。
And from then on, it has stuck in our English Bible. It sounds good. We've all learned it, and with each new translation, it sounds good. Good. We're good with this.
所以我们看了很多的翻译版本，我们发现，这样翻译也不错、啊，所以我们就觉得这样可以接受了。
I mean, I think even in the Chinese Bible, it's somewhat similar.
在这个中文的翻译当中，那我想也是类似的，因为这里面“当行的道”就是应当、应该的意思。
But Dr. Stewart, he says the more literal translation from the Hebrew goes like this.
但是这个学者呢，他就说，希伯来文的最比较忠实的这个翻译应该是这样的。
Raise a teenager in his way, or let him choose for himself, And he will not depart from it, even when he is old.
比较中性的和比较早期的这个翻译是这样的，就是说教养一个年轻人呢，就是用他自己的，让他可以为所欲为，那他以后呢，还会继续在他的那个方法里面，不会离开那个方法。
So, do you see the different meaning now?
所以你可以看到现在这个不同的意义了吗？
He also cites a rabbi from the medieval times, a philosopher.
他同时也引用了在中世纪的一个哲学家所说的话。
And well, I cite him because in the medieval times, that was even before the KJV came around.
我之所以引用他是因为中世纪甚至在 KJV 版本形成之前。
So Robert says, train a child according to his evil inclinations, and he will continue in his evil way throughout life.
所以这个哲学家就是 Robert, 他是这样翻译的，他说训练一个年轻人呢，让他按照他自己的坏的那一个倾向去成长的话，他长大了他会继续在那个坏的倾向上面。
So if we understand this more correctly, then this is not a promise about good parenting.
所以当我们整体来看这段经文的时候，我们就发现这并不一定是神的一个应许。
But it's a warning against bad parenting.
而是一个警告。
So, let me illustrate it this way. I have a teenager that's starting to drive.
让我给大家举一个例子啊，我家里面有年轻人，他在开车。
And I think all of you have teenagers that either at one point was learning to drive.
或者你家里面也有年轻人啊，他在某一个时段他也会要开车的。
What if we just said, yeah, just get in the car, drive?
或者你会这样说吗？你说啊，就是拿到车然后开吧。
Go wherever you want, whatever speed you want, change lane whenever you want, you're good.
你想怎么开就怎么开吧，你这个开多快就开多快吧，你随便怎么换车道，你要做什么你就做吧。
Drive however you want to choose.
是你选择什么你就做吧，就开吧。
No, we wouldn't do that, of course not.
当然我们不会这么做。
Or maybe something a little bit more, you know,You find school boring? Skip school. You can.
或者另外一个例子，你会说啊，你觉得学校很无聊，那就不去上学了吧。
You know, we don't do that.
实际上我们不会这么做。
Because we know it's important for them to know the rules of driving, to know to have an education.
因为我们知道开车规则的重要性，我们也知道学校教育的重要性。
But sometimes I feel like that's what we do when it comes to church too. We say, "Oh, you're tired."Skip church.
有时候我发现大家对教会好像也是这样一个态度啊，我很累了，所以啊，今天就不来教会了。
But their spiritual life is so much more important than their academic life, and yet we treat academics more important than their spiritual life.
但是事实上，我们属灵的生命比学术上面、比学校的东西要更重要的很多。但是常常我们在生命当中好像觉得学校比教会要重要很多。
So we cannot do that.
我们不能那么做。
So, looking back at Proverbs,
就我们回到这个箴言当中。
What is the right way to look to look at this?
我们得到什么样的结论呢？
I lost my place. Okay. How should we look at Proverbs 22:6?
我们究竟应该以什么样的角度来看这节经文？
It's about setting up our children. It's about getting them pointed in the right direction.
是。给他们一个正确的方向，是使他们一个开始。
But I also think it's a warning against loose parenting, about letting bad habits continue unchecked and uncorrected.
同时也是一个很严重的警告，让他们不要形成那个坏的习惯。一旦形成坏的习惯，他们一生可能就继续在那个坏的习惯的路上面。
Psalm 127:4 describes children as arrows in a warrior's quiver.
诗篇127篇的第四节里面讲到，这个孩童就像勇士手中的剑一样。
We have 18 years, about 18 years, short time, to pour our lives into our children, to point them in the right direction, so that when we're ready to shoot them off, they're going in the right direction.
我们有大概18年的时间跟孩子在一起，18年的时间呢，好像指向他一个正确的方向。当我们这个箭射出去的时候呢，他们是走在这个正确的方向上面。
And that's why here at C4 we have what we call child dedication.
这就是为什么我们C4 这个教会呢我们常常举办这个献婴的典礼。
Because we want to create an environment where parents learn how to set up their children to go in the right direction.
因为我们希望父母们能够为孩子们设一个正确的方向，使他们有一个好的开头。
We want to be a church that helps parents set up their children for success in life in their Christian life. From Sunday school teachers to children's worship, all these we want.To be an environment that supports this.
我们希望我们的教会可以成为一个教会，这个教会能够有效的支持父母去教养自己的小孩。
Now, when you think about
an archer, 他们的主学还是敬拜这些事情。
When you think about an archer, you know he's getting ready to shoot.
那你想想，我们的教会啊，就好像要射箭那样，把这个勇士手中的箭射出去的时候。
He's got his target.
我们有一个目标。
What else does he have to think about? He has to think about crosswinds.
你还想一想，哎，有可能有风过来。
Maybe if he's really good, he has to think about humidity, air temperature.
还会思考到这个湿度或者是温度。
But as soon as that arrow leaves the bow,
但是当这个箭一旦离开这个弓的时候
，he has no more influence.
就没有再最直接的联系了，没有再直接的影响了。
All right, the wind may take it. The who knows what will influence it before it hits its target.
当他到达目的之前，那个箭有可能被风吹的飘，或者是其他的影响。
But if the archer is good, he's already got that calculated in his head, and he makes adjustments to make sure that the arrow is going to reach that target.
但是我们教会有足够好的话，我们会思考一下，哎，我们会做一些适当的调整，使这个箭飞出去之后可以射到那个目的地。
So the same is true with our children.
同样的，对我们的孩子也是。
Have we prepared our children well enough to be able to navigate the culture out there, the temptations that could make them go one way or the other?
所以我们作为父母的，就是对自己的孩子教养是否也考虑到了这些的事情？就是说，我们这看到我们所居住的这个文化，这些文化是否还影响着孩子左右摇摆的这样的情况。
So Proverbs 22:6 is not, it's not a promise, but it's a caution, it's a warning. It's saying we have a responsibility as parents to set our children going in the right direction.
所以箴言第二十二章第六节不一定是一个应许相反是一个警告，警告作为父母的是否为孩子设立的正确的目标，使他们有一个好的开端。
SoHere we go to the seven things. This is the more practical.
所以现在我们来到一个比较现，就是实际的这样一个阶段。
Now I'll preface this with, you know, these are seven things that I experienced. That I, you know, when I thought about this, right away I wrote down six things.
这个我父母致力于教我的七件事情，这个是一个更加现实的一个实际的例子。当我最开始想到这个的时候，我其实上只想到了六件事情。
And then as I was preparing, I thought about a seventh one and I said, well, seven is a perfect number, perfect biblical number, so we'll go with seven things.
当我越来越思考的时候，我发现，哎，我又想到一个七个，七个是圣经里面非常完美的数字，所以我现在就用七个父母致力于教我的七件事情。
So these are seven things that my parents instructed me, and I'm going to say that it was instruction not only with words but by example.
当我想到这个的时候，我就知道父母教我的这些事情不光是言传。
Because as parents, you know, we do a lot of talking.We do a lot of instruction.
父母和我们当中和孩子当中常常会做很多的谈话，很多的指示。
And sometimes the kids are like, "Okay, yeah, I heard that already."
有时候孩子都听得很累了。
But, and more importantly, is our words, our actions have to match our words.
常常是用我们的身教应该跟言传来相配。
Because our words can.And our actions can easily dismiss the words that we've been giving.
因为我们如果身教不好的话，我们常常把言传那些东西自己就否定了。
But if our actions line up with our words, then they become valuable. They have value. The kids will take a note of it and say, "Oh, okay, so he said that and he did that."
当我们的身教和言传彼此匹配的时候，孩子们会更加的印象深刻，他们想，哦，他说了这样的，然后他言行一致，他就做到了。
For example, we do not allow cell phones at the table, at the dinner table.
举例来讲，我们家呢是吃饭的时候，在饭桌那里是不允许用手机的。
Because we want to have conversations with our kids. We don't want them.
因为我们希望我们就是彼此之间有一个谈话，我们不希望他们在电话上面。
So one time I came to the table with my phone.
有一天呢，吃饭的时候，我带了我自己的手机。
And they said,Hey, no cell phones. I said, "Oh yeah, you're right. You're right."
So, 他们就马上提醒我说，哎，吃饭饭桌前面不允许。
So they took note. They, my actions made them understand it was important.
所以他们马上就注意到了，因为当我的言传和身教不匹配的时候，他们马上就注意到。
All right. So these seven things, they're not the seven essentials. They're just.Seven things that I experienced. So don't take this as the complete list.
所以我们现在讲的这七件事情呢，只是我生命当中我思考的这七件事情，所以不要把它这个七件事情当成是一个完美的列表。
Neither are they ranked in any special order. They are all important.
这些话都是，而且他们不一定是按照什么重要的顺序，其实这些七件事情都是很重要的。
I mean, so like, you know, like the first one is tithing. All right.You know, if you're a great tither, but then if you're not honest, it just doesn't match. You know, if you're dishonest in your business, and I don't care how much money you make and how much you give to the church, but if you're dishonest, it doesn't match up.
举例来讲，就这里讲到十一奉献和这个忠诚的事情。如果你是一个很好的十一奉献者，但是在自己平时生活或者生意当中，却不是诚实的话，那么在神的面前还是不好。
Or if you go to church all the time, you go to Sunday school, you go to prayer meeting, you go to fellowship group. If we have a meeting, you're there. But if you don't read your Bible, if you're not a Bible reader, that doesn't mean anything.
另外一个例子就是说，哦，或者你来教会啊，也来团契，也来所有的聚会你都参加，但是平时却不怎么读圣经，那么在神的面前还是不好。
Okay, so time is.I'm going to try to get through these real quick. All right, so number one is tithing.
所以我们就是试着看看这七件事情。第一个是十一奉献。
Giving a tenth of any income back to God is at Thanksgiving for His provision.
所以在我们的收入当中的十分之一拿出来奉献给神。
So I was taught this at a very, very young age. When I was in, Bobby, already fourth or fifth grade.
当我非常非常小的时候，父母就教导我这个。
And I was given allowance. Along with that allowance, I had to do chores. My mom had a list of things on the refrigerator door.
所以当我四五年级的时候呢，我就是父母会给我一点津贴，然后我也我的家务事需要去做，比如说冰箱啊或者门啊这些事情我需要去做。
So it's like, you know, making the bed, washing the dishes, washing clothes.
或者洗碗啊，碗碟啊，洗自己的衣服啊，这些类似的事情。
So, I at that time I only got in Taiwan it was NT dollars. I got 10 NT each week.
台湾的货币单位是十个就 NT 是台币。
And at that time, 10 NT was 25 cents.
十块钱就相当于25美分。在当时
That's good. That was back then.
那个时候就是我的收入。
But what they taught me was that, okay, you got 10 NT, one tenth of that 10 NT goes into the offering.
那个时候我如果拿到十块台币的话，我就把十分之一放给教会。
So every Sunday, I set aside one NT that would go into the offering.
所以每个礼拜天的时候，我就把这个十一奉献放在教会里面。
And the same happened with birthday gifts, Christmas gifts, any gifts that I receive, one tenth automatically.They taught me one tenth automatically goes into the offering.
So 每次他们给我生日礼物或者圣诞节的礼物，那我就拿出十分之一来奉献给教会。
And even the 红包 that too.
他们给我红包也是一样的，十分之一奉献给教会。
And you know, I was really bad with the 红包. You know, as soon as I got it, I'd go to the front, the storefront, and buy firecrackers. I mean, all my money went up in smoke.
所以 我每次拿到红包呢，很多时候我就去买这个烟炮，所以的钱呢都是放烟炮给放掉了。
But before I went to buy firecrackers, I still set apart 10%.
然后去买烟炮之前呢，我就先把十分之一奉献给教会。
So that grew to I got a job. I got a job working at my school doing maintenance, mowing the lawn. So 10% of my salary went to.
后来我去学校读书，当时也有一份的工作，但工作得到的收入十分之一的收入，我就会奉献给教会。
Then I went to college, got a real job, and started really making some good money.
后来我去了大学，后来是真正开始工作，然后也赚了一些钱，
And one tenth was automatic. One tenth went to offering.
十分之一很自动的就奉献给教会。
And you know, making a lot, you know, that's just for a number. Let's say I was making $25,000.
我们就随便举个例子，假设我25,000块钱。
So one tenth of that is $2,500. That's, you know, that's quite a bit of money.
十分之一就是2,500块。
When you got to pay rent, you got to pay utilities.
数额你要想一想，还有其他的事情需要做，付账单啊这之类的事情。
And then I moved down to South Carolina, went to seminary, and became a poor person again.
所以我后来搬到南卡来到这里读书，好像又变得贫穷了一些。
But I remember one summer, I actually had less than $100 to my name.
在某一个夏天，当时意识到我全部的家当还就不超过100块钱。
And I was still getting, and I was getting gifts from here in the church, and even then, I understood one tenth goes back to offering.
即便在那个时间，我得到一些资助的时候，我也想到，十分之一应该奉献给教会。
And that reminded me of Malachi verse 3:6-12. Go ahead and read it.
所以我们可以看一看这个马拉基书的第三章6-12节。英文的可以看屏幕，中文的是这样。因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问我们如何才是转向呢？人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是在你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上，因为你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。万军之耶和华说，我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容它毁坏你们的土产，你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之先也不掉果子。万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
Can you show the English again? I'm not going to read through the whole thing, so you all can read it.
英文呢我们就不全部读了。
Can you show the English again? Okay. Alright, so in the middle, if you look,God says, you are robbing me. And then the people are like, what? Wait a minute, well, how are you robbing me?
在这段的中间，神讲说，你们在这些事情上在夺取我，好像在抢劫我一样。
If you are not giving a tithe, you are robbing God, is what God is saying here.
神的解释是说，如果没有把当纳的十分之一纳入仓库的话，这就是在抢夺神。
Those are pretty powerful words.
这是很有力的话语。
And he further says, test me. You know, give your tithe. Test me. See what happens.
他甚至都讲到说，你可以以此试试我，看看会发生什么事情。
And I believe I have experienced that because, you know, I told you at one time I had less than $100 to my name anywhere.
所以我刚才也跟大家讲了，在那个时段呢，我就是所有的家当就值100块钱。
But even in that period of time, I continue to tithe.
但即便是在那样困难的时间，我还是继续的十一奉献。
And I can tell you, I did not starve.
我可以告诉大家，那个时候我也没有这个挨饥受冻。
God did not let me starve; He continued to provide for me.
神没有让我挨饥受冻，他继续的供应我。
So I believe in that promise.
所以我非常相信这样的一个应许。
So I encourage you as parents, if you haven't taught your children how to tithe, you know, do give them allowance, give them responsibility, help them learn, because help them learn to tithe now.
所以作为父母的，如果你还没有开始给你的孩子一些津贴，没有给他们操练这个十分之一的话，你现在可以做，你给他们一些津贴，让他们从小就来训练怎么样去十一奉献。
Because when they get older, it's going to be harder. I tell you, it's going to be harder. Because I've met some young people, some young adults. They're tithing for the first time, and they look at that 10% of their big paycheck, and they're like,Ooh, that's a lot of money. I don't know what I can do this.
我可以告诉你，当孩子们长得越来越大的时候，那个会越来越难。因为我认识一些年轻人，当他们拿到自己的工资的时候，发现哦，这个钱还是很多的，这十分之一哦，那就很多钱了，怎么去奉献呢
？So teach them now.
所以现在从小就教导他们。
All right, I've got six more things to go.
Okay,
we have enough time.
的事情
is it okay or?Okay, all right, church.
教会
Worshiping God. You know, my parents never skipped church.
我的父母从来没有跳过教会
Even if we were on vacation in another town.
即便我们不在家里面，我们在外面度假的时候
They say, okay, let's go to church. Let's find a church and go worship God.
即便在外面旅游的时候，我们到礼拜天就说，哎，我们就去找一个教会，就在那里面敬拜神。
And even if we couldn't find a church then, well, we would have our own family worship. We would have our own church.
那如果我们找不到一个教会的话，那我们家庭就自己在一起敬拜。我们那个时候就是一个小教会。
So they built into our lives. It's important to be in church.
所以他从在我们小的时候就把他这个放在我们的心当中，我们觉得。参加聚会，教会聚会是非常重要的。
Hebrews 10:24-25, and let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in a habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as we see the day approach.
希伯来书的十章二十四节到第二十五节，这么说，就是说你们不要停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人啊，既知道那日子将来到，就更加要如此。
So, you know, this verse is not specifically talking about Sunday worship, but it's talking about not missing opportunities to come together and be with God's people.
这些并没有讲到，并没有严格意义上讲到去教会，这里讲到不可停止聚会，就是说跟主里面其他弟兄姐妹在一起聚会的这样一个机会。
Yes, you can have your own personal worship, but there's something about worshiping with other people too.
当然你可以单独的去敬拜神，但是还有另外一个层面，就是你要跟其他的弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神。
So when I was in college, I was an engineering student.
当我读书的时候，我是一个机械系的学生。
Those of you who study engineering know that takes a lot of time, it's very busy.
在机械系的这些行业里面的人呢，大家都知道，那样是非常忙的。
And I committed myself, you know, I was very busy, I kind of regret to say that I didn't get myself involved as much as I would have liked to, like in Sunday school or fellowship groups. But I committed myself to being on church every Sunday.
现在回头来看呢，我觉得有点遗憾呢。我当时没有参加太多的这个主日学或者是团契的时间，但是在那个时间，我一直都是很忠心的参加教会的崇拜。
Because I was taught it was that important.
因为我被教导说。参加教会是非常重要的。
But what if I didn't think that way?
那如果我不那么思考呢，会发生什么事情
？If I said, "Yeah, I'm busy. I got to study. You know, I'll just this once, I'll skip."
如果我想啊，我真是太忙太累了啊，只是这一次啊，我跳过一下而已。
Then the next week, man, I didn't study enough. I'll skip this week.
然后到了下一周呢，就说啊，算了，我这周也跳过算了。
And then the next week.
再下一周
And then what happens?
就会发生什么事情呢
I never show up in church again, probably.
那可能以后就不怎么来教会
I wouldn't be here where I wouldn't be standing here.
但我更加不会站在这里了
So, as I mentioned earlier, build the importance of church into your children.
所以我们需要意识到这个参加教会的重要性
All right, moving on. Honesty. Doing the right thing even when nobody else is watching.
甚至当你独处的时候，没有人看着你的时候，你还是要做正确的事情。
Acts 5 is a very good example of this, and in fact, you know, I find it interesting that this is one of the very first lessons that God taught the early church.
使徒行传第五章是一个非常就是有力的例子，但是也非常的有兴趣啊，甚至这件事情呢是在这个当时早期教会里面非常早的一个教导，神就让当时的早期教会看到这一点。
I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to give you the background. So Ananias and Sapphira, they sold a piece of land.
我们这里不会去一一念了哈，但是这里有一个人叫亚拿尼亚，他卖了他的田地。
And they were going to give the money to the church because there's some other guy that just gave money to the church and wow, you know, everybody's like, wow, good guy.
他们想把这个卖了田地的钱呢交给教会因为当时有很多其他人这么做好像他们就想哦这样这么做呢就好像是很圣好好像是很属灵的哈、哦、是很好的人。
But instead of giving all, they said, okay, well, all right, let's do this. Let's keep a little bit of the money ourselves.And let's give the rest, which is no problem. That's that they can keep the money. But then what they said was, let's just say this is all the money that we got for the land.
他们夫妻商量就说，哎，我们留一部分钱呢，我们不要把所有的钱都给教会。其实这样做的话也没有任何的问题。
所以
呢，他们却说自己把全部的给出来。
So they lied.
所以他们撒谎。
And the punishment was severe. They died instantly.Right where they're standing.
神对他们的惩罚是非常严重的他们立即就死亡了。
And verse 11 says, there's great fear that seized the whole church and everybody that heard about this, because it's an important lesson.
第十一节甚至讲到，全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。
I remember when I was a young boy, probably fourth or fifth grade, I grabbed a cookie from the cookie jar without my mom knowing.
当我很小的时候，我偷了一个小饼干我妈妈不知道。
And I know you're not supposed to eat before dinner, it ruins your appetite.
那个时候妈妈讲就是在你吃正餐之前呢，不能够吃那些甜点，因为它会让你的胃口不好。
And great guilt was on me. Like,
那个时候我就觉得非常的罪疚，那个内疚感袭击我。
And even though my mom didn't know about it, you know,
那个时候我妈妈也不知道。
Finally, I.Came to my mom. I'm sorry. I ate a cookie.
他最后我还是到妈妈面前自首了，说对不起，我偷了一个饼干。
But that's the type of honesty that my parents wanted me to have.
但是那就是我父母教导我说应该具备的诚实无伪的心。
And actually, that's one of the first things that we've taught in our home. Honesty is so important.
而且这个也是在我家当中是教导非常重要的事情。
If you lie to our, if my daughters lie to us, oh man, that's,
如果我的女儿对我们撒谎的话，那是非常严重的事情。
Because lying is the quickest way to break trust.
因为撒谎呢是让人对你失去信任的最快的方法。
But honesty.It's a premium for building trust.
但是如果你诚实的话，那么就很容易建立起信任来。
Faithfulness.
下一个，信实忠信。
So, in order to illustrate this, I want to tell you about my dad.
当说到这个信实忠心的时候，我就要提一下我的父亲。
I have a great, great respect for my dad.
我对我的父亲有非常非常大的尊敬。
He was born in Hawaii, October 30th, 1935.
他是夏威夷出生的1935
So Kaneohe is kind of the well he would consider it country so he always considered himself a country boy
他一直都把自己当乡下人看
or unlearned I guess
他是乡下人
and he feared the chicken scratch I'll explain that
这个 chicken scratch 等一下我会解释这个是什么
So, he went to the University of Hawaii and he signed up for a Chinese class because he didn't know any Chinese.
他去夏威夷的时候呢就选了一门中文课。
So he walked into the room and he saw all the characters on the board.
他去这个教室里面就是看到这个板子上面写了很多的中文。
And he got scared.
他就非常的害怕。
He left. He never came back to the class.
他很害怕的就离开了。
I don't understand. That looks like chicken scratch.
他说这些中文这个我完全不懂啊看起来就像鸡爪一样。
So he went around trying to sell his textbook, you know, anybody want to, you know, buy my Chinese textbook? Nobody would buy it.
所以后来他就想把这个 中文的教科书卖掉，说有谁要买我的中文书吗？我不读这门课了。
So he had to keep it, so he threw it at the bottom of his pile of things.
没有人买，所以他就只能让他留着继续上课。
So later on, he was challenged in a Christian conference to go to full-time ministry.
在后来神呼召他成为一个全职的传道人。
So in 1957, he left Hawaii and came to Columbia, South Carolina.Halfway across the world to Columbia, South Carolina to study at Columbia Bible College.
So, 1957年的时候，他就离开夏威夷，到了南卡。
But he did it against his mother's
will. 是 CIU 现在的 CIU 的前身在那里读书。
But he did it against his mother's will. His mother, my grandmother, said, "If you leave, I will disown you."
但是他这么做的时候，实际上是违反了他的母亲，也就是我的祖母的意愿，因为我祖母对他说，如果你离开的话，这样会羞辱我们的家庭。
But he was faithful to God.
但是，我父亲却对神忠心。
And he came and he graduated in 1961 and joined Far Eastern Gospel Crusade, which is today Send International.
所以他毕业之后呢，1961年的时候，他就加入了一个机构。
He met my mom in Chicago on a, I guess it was kind of a summer missions trip, and in 1963 they got married.
在某一个短宣的时候，他遇到了后来的妻子，在1963年的时候结婚了。
And then in 1964, they arrived in Yokohama. With me.
1964年的时候呢，父母就是跟着就是带着电到了日本。
And he came to pastor a Chinese church in Japan.
他们在日本呢去牧养一个中国教会。
So on the slow boat to Japan, he had to study his Chinese, right?
所以从那个船去日本的时候，他还是得学中文。
And what book did he have?
什么教科书他有？他拿着什么教科书呢
？Yeah, that book from the University of Hawaii.That he couldn't get rid of.
就是那本在夏威夷大学他想卖不掉的那本中文书。
God has his wonderful ways, isn't he?
神有一个很奇妙的计划，是吗？
So after that, he went to Taiwan to continue learning his Mandarin. That's when my second brother was born.
后来他去了台湾，在那地方就是在那地方做宣教士，那个时候是我的。
In 69, they came back and he came to seminary again at Columbia.
1969年的时候，他们来到哥伦比亚这个地方再一次读神学院。
And 1971 went back to Taiwan to be a church planter among the Hakka people.
71年的时候，他们又一次又去台湾，在那边有一个职堂建立教会的事工。
Oh yeah, 69 was when my youngest brother was born here in Columbia.
1969年的时候是我另外一个弟弟出生的时间，哥伦比亚出生的。
So my parents served in Taiwan for 25 years as missionaries.
所以我的父母在台湾作为宣教士有25-26年的服侍时间。
Then he came back in 1997, he continued to be a recruiter for the mission.
他1971年的时候回到这里来继续为就是宣教来招募。
And then retired in 2002.
在2002年的时候他退休。
So, you know, his whole life was about serving God. And that's what I learned. He was faithful through those many years, through even against his mother's will, he was faithful.
所以他的整个一生都来看就是一个忠心服侍神的一生。有时候甚至都就是相反于他的母亲的一个教导。
So think about Galatians 5:22-23. He showed the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
所以在加拉太书五章22-23里面讲到，这个圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、信实、良善、温柔节制。那里面其中一个信实。
And going back to that verse, Galatians, patience.Or the word forbearance, patience and gentleness really define who my father was.
温柔和忍耐，耐心。
My father was the most patient and gentle person I have ever known.
在我的一生当中，我所看到的，我的父亲是最 我所看到的最有耐心和温柔的人。
In my life, never once did I hear my father raise his voice in anger against anybody. Not me, not my brothers, and you can think three boys in the house. Wow. He never raised his voice against my brothers or my mom in anger.
我从来没有一次听到他提高嗓门对任何人讲话，包括我和我的两个弟弟，包括我妈妈，包括所有的人，我从来没有见到他任何一次提高嗓门讲话。
So he was a great example to me of what it means to be patient and gentle.
对我来讲，他是一个非常好的例子，让我看到什么叫忍耐。
Moving on, Bible reading.
下一个，读圣经。
My father loved God's word very much.
我的父亲非常的喜爱神的话。
And he encouraged us when we were young. He encouraged us to have our daily Bible reading. He would even provide materials that, you know, here's devotional material. Read your Bible.
他常常鼓励我们去读神的话，也鼓励很多其他人读神的话。他常常就说，这是圣经，这是灵修的材料。
And I was saying, you know, after he retired, he didn't stop serving the Lord. Because like every Sunday, when I saw him in California, every Sunday at the end of the church, he would set up a table with devotional materials, encouraging the people in the church to read their Bible.
当他退休的时候，他也没有停止服事。常常在那个我们去加州去看他的时候，他在加州那边教会，他常常摆一个桌子，就是提供一些灵修的材料，鼓励大家读圣经。
So my father taught me to have deep respect for God's word.
所以我的父亲呢，教我对神的话语要非常的尊重。
So yeah, I'm gonna skip that. You guys are familiar with Psalm 1, so I'm gonna skip that. But so in our own family, every night.We sit down as a family to read God's word.
所以大家对诗篇的第一篇呢已经很熟悉了，所以我们就跳过那段的经文。我想说的是，在我们的家庭当中，我现在也学习这样的一个榜样。每一天的晚上，我们一起读圣经。
What do we read? Well, we're just reading through the Bible. Maybe it's a paragraph, a certain section. You know, the Bible is divided by sections, so maybe just a certain section.
我们就是把这个圣经这样通读下去，每一天我们就读那么一段，有时候是某一个小节，就是那样一段读下去。
Sometimes there's something to discuss because of something we read. Sometimes there's not.
有时候我们读完之后有一些东西可以讨论，有时候也没什么可以讨论。
But the important thing is that we read the Bible together. We read the Bible.
但是重要的事情是，我们作为一个家庭一起在读圣经，我们在读圣经。
And then when it comes to church too, before we leave the house.Does everybody have their Bible? Does everybody have their tithe? Okay, we can go.
在我们离开家要来教会的时候，我们就问一下，我们都拿着自己的圣经吗？拿着自己的奉献吗？好，如果拿了，我们可以走了。
Because the Bible, I mean, we come to church. This is church. You should bring your Bible. You need to have your Bible. You need to have your textbook to be able to learn.
这个是教会。当我们来到教会的时候，我们应该拿一本圣经来，这个是纸质的圣经。
And my middle school class knows what I mean.
我的初中部的这些主日学的学生们知道我在讲什么。
Because I don't allow anybody to use their phone for the Bible.
因为我不允许我的学生用电话上面的圣经。
Everybody needs to bring or have a text.Written text in front of them.
每一个学生进到我班级来的时候，都应该有一本纸质的圣经。
Because I can tell you what usually happens, you know. Okay, I got my Bible. Yeah, I got my Bible right here. Okay.
我可以告诉你，常常发生的事情就是这样。你拿出电话，你看我在看圣经。
So you start reading, ding. Oh, notification.
所以读的时候，叮，有其他的东西就过来了。
Oh man, Russia's out of the World Cup.
Oh yeah, 俄罗斯有世界杯在举办。
You know, that's not the way you should treat God's word.
这个不是你怎么样去尊敬的对待神的话。
Make sure the Bible is important.
要确信圣经是重要。
All right, last one.
最后一点。
Loving people. My dad taught me what it meant to love people.
爱众人的心，我父亲教我怎么样去爱众人。
Now, if you guys really know me, I am an introvert.
如果你认识我的话，你就知道我是非常内向。
I am not good with talking with. I don't really enjoy talking to people.
我其实不是很喜欢跟人讲话。
You probably don't believe that, but it's true.
你也许不相信，但是这个是真的。
However, my dad never met a stranger. In other words, everybody was his friend. He talked to everybody.
但是我父亲跟我正好相反，他从来没有这个陌生人。对他来讲，他是人来熟。
Yeah, I mean, we go to the restaurant and. He turned around and talked to the person at the next table, you know, and said, just start having a conversation.
当我们去餐馆吃饭的时候，他马上就过去跟邻桌人讲话，他马上就开始谈话。
He's like, Dad, no, don't talk to them.
我在想，爸爸，不要跟他们讲话好了。
Because also his Chinese was not good too, so you know, like,
因为我想到他的这个中文又不好。
But he did it because he loved people.
因为他爱众人。
And it was through him that I learned...You know, because, you know, for me, I'm usually afraid, oh, what will people think if I tell, you know, I'm not a good speaker. I just don't...
对我来讲，我常常有些害怕和担忧，因为我在想，我讲话的时候讲得不好，怎么办？别人会怎么看？
What will people think about me?
那别人会怎么看我？
But I learned from my dad that it's not what people think. The important thing is, there's a message everybody needs to hear. And because of that, stop thinking about yourself.Think about the other person. Think about what they need to hear.
所以，但是我爸爸告诉我，就是哎呀，不用，不要总是想着别人怎么看我，也要想有一个信息，这些人需要，我需要爱这些人，不要总是想我自己的软弱，应该想其他人的需要。
So everybody is worthy to talk to.
所以每一个人其实都有这样的需要，值得我们去跟他交谈。
Because Christ's love compels us.
因为基督的爱激励我们。
I want to move on because I know I'm way, way over time.
那我们有点今天有点延迟了，所以我要快快的再说一下。
So I still consider myself an introvert. That's who I am. But I would say I'm a reformed introvert.
我还是知道我是一个内向的人，但是我称之为归正的内向的人。
So we come to the end, all right? So I'm hoping that have you seen a difference? Is there a difference between that?You know, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. Is there a difference in the way a Christian family is raised versus anybody else in the world?
So, I 希望回到我们刚才那个话题，大家有没有看到基督教的基督徒的家庭跟这个普通的家庭是不是应该有一些不同呢？
And I know, you know, my parents are not perfect. I mean, they would be, my dad would be the first to admit he had regrets as a not spending as much time as he did with the family.
当然同时我要声明呢，我的父母不是完美的父母。我的父亲呢会马上就会承认，如果讲到的话他马上就承认说，哦，我其实挺遗憾的，没有花太多时间跟家庭在一起。
And I know I'm not perfect. Anita and I are not perfect parents.
Anita 和我也不是完美的父母。
But my parents did their job. They set us up. They launched us out.
但是我的父母做了一个好的工作，在家庭当中，他只是给我们什么是正确的方向。
Christmas 2013 was the last time that our whole family was together.
2013年的圣诞节是我们整个大家的一个团圆。
My brothers and their families, our family, and my mom and dad. Last time we had a reunion together.
所以我们我的两个弟弟和他的家庭以及我的家庭跟我们父母在一起。
The last time that the Stafford family was together was last Thanksgiving.
去年的这个感恩节是 Stafford 是 Anita 他们家那边的家庭一个大聚会。
And you look at that picture. Every person in that in those pictures has professed faith in Jesus Christ.
当你看这两张照片的时候，你看。那上面每一个人，所有的人都承认耶稣基督是他们的主。
Okay, now there's no guarantee that the grandkids are going to continue to follow the Lord after they leave the house. You know, that we hope, we pray and we hope that they will once they leave the house, go to college, get in the world, that they would continue to walk with the Lord.
虽然我们祷告，虽然我们希望这些孩子们，当他们读大学之后，他们继续行在主的道当中，但是。并没有这样的应许，神并没有这样的应许，说他们以后一定会行在道当中。
But I say, I think we have a pretty good start because every sibling, my brothers, myself, Anita's siblings, we're all serving the Lord in one way or another.
但是我可以很肯定的说，我们有一个好的开端，有一个正确的目标。我的家庭，我的弟弟，还有 Anita 的家庭，他们的兄弟姐妹当中，都有一个好的开端，都知道目标在哪里，有正确的方向。
Our parents launched us successfully.
我们的父母把我们很成功的发射出去了。
And now we're getting ready to launch our own kids out.
所以现在是我们来发射这个箭了，把我们的儿女送出去的时间。
My life ministry verse is 2 Timothy 2:2.
我一生的经文，我的座右铭的经文是提摩太后书第二章第二节。
And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others.
今天我在众人面前所做的见证，你要忠心去交托那些忠心能教导人的人。
Paul's talking about spiritual regeneration or spiritual generations. Paul to Timothy to others who will teach others.
保罗在这里教导，这好像有属灵的一代又一代的传承。
But that should apply equally important to families.
这个可以非常重要的应用在我们的家庭当中。
And so I show this last picture.
这个最后一张的照片我给大家看的。
This is Anita's grandmother. This is Esther's great grandmother.
这是 Anita 的祖母，这是 Esther 和 Amanda Amy 的这个曾祖母。
Four generations.
四代。
Four generations of Christians.
四代人，四代的基督徒。
This is a picture that we want to see here at our church. This is a picture I hope that you want to see in your family legacy.
这个照片是想要是我们每一个家庭希望在你自己家庭当中看到的照片，也是我们教会希望看到的照片。
So parents,
所以父母们
youth, grandparents, mentors,
祖父祖母们导师们
big brothers, big sisters,
大哥大姐们
church aunties, church uncles,
教会的叔叔阿姨们
have I missed anybody?
我错过谁了吗
All right. Especially you parents,
特别是父母们
I hope that one day your children may be up on a stage somewhere.And be able to say the same things about how you influence their lives.
我希望你的子女们有一天能够站在某一个地方跟众人做见证，说你是曾经怎么样去正面的影响他们。
That you influence their lives in the path of obedience and service to the Lord.
让你在主日里面怎么样教导他们，让他们有一个好的开端。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you for being a good father to us.
天父，我们谢谢你，你是最好、最好的。
Thank you for loving us, for giving us hope and salvation.
谢谢你爱我们，也原谅我们。
Thank you for the families you have that are represented here in this room.
谢谢你给我们的家庭。
Thank you for bringing them here to seek truth, to seek wisdom.
谢谢你让这些人可以看到智慧，看到这个真理。
And Lord, may you grant everyone here a desire to love you, to love your word, to love each other.
让每一个人可以来爱你，爱你的话，并且彼此相爱。
And Lord, may you use our church to build a legacy of faithful Christians from this generation to the next generation, to the next generation and the next.
用我们这个教会来成全下一代，又下一代，再下一代，代代相传。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.